All right. Here we are. So we're doing the Attracting Profit podcast. And as always, I'm going to define profit for you. So profit for me is time, flexibility, emotional freedom, and money. And money can mean many things. It could be cash flow. It could be like just feeling confident with your money, wealth building. And my goal on this podcast and in life in general is to help women and all humans, but the ones that are listening to me, reverse engineer how they want to feel in all areas of their life. So today I actually wanted to talk about three ways that women have been taught to repel money and how this contributes to burnout. And what I see out there in the world is we started this conversation about women getting back into the workforce, right? And once women got back into the workforce, they were taught to work dollar per hour. And then we have women who decide to what they would say like boss babes, but you know, become business owners. And I think there's a real reason why so many women, and I'm just, of course, talking directly to women. I understand that other humans are affected by this, but I'm talking directly to women today because these are the ones that this is the people I work with. And these are women raising children. And then a woman, whether she is an employee or works for somebody else or she's self-employed, we are taught to work. And so we work, and then it's not sustainable and we feel overwhelmed, depleted, anxious, exhausted, and we become angry and resentful. And then I see the pendulum swinging to the other side where people are now like, you know, why did, you know, they're joking, but it's like, why did we have to fight for our rights? I don't want to work. And I just do not buy into the cultural belief that chronic overwhelm, exhaustion, fatigue, anger, and resentment is the definition of modern mothering. I don't buy into it. I don't care if you have the most stressed out, high profile career, or the most high needs children, there is another way to live. And at minimum, if you do not adopt the belief that there is another way, you will always, 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 always be living through somebody else's definition of what your life looks like. So I have committed my life's work to being ruthless with reverse engineering how I want to feel. And I will tell you on the daily, this is a daily practice. This is not emotionally comfortable for me by any means, but I want to give you a visual. When I entered mothering almost 20 years ago, and then I started going to school, and then I started working, immediately, my brain, my body, my soul was like, oh my God, not this. This is not sustainable. And I was incredibly scared. So when I put my head up and I looked around and I was actually seeking help, seeking mentorship, the feedback that I got was, suck it up, buttercup, this is life. But there was a part of me that was like, I get that this is life, but there has to be another way. I'm always that type of person. I've always been that type of person. The critical thinker in me is like, there has to be another way. Okay. So I want you to imagine a stream going in one direction and the current and how powerful that current is. And everyone is just going down the stream, down the stream, down the stream. Okay. What is that saying? I'm just going to botch it, but like somebody, there's people like at the bottom of the stream and they're like, people are like falling into the stream and people are like taking them out of the stream. Okay. And then one day someone decides to like walk upstream and figure out like why people are actually like falling downstream. I'm the type of person that will walk upstream and be like, instead of just putting a Band-Aid on the solution and pulling everybody out of the stream, let's figure out why, what's going on at the beginning of it. Okay. So regardless, my metaphor, my, that I'm horrifically messing up right now is you have a stream with a current. Everyone is going in one direction. Okay. One day you decide, I'm done with this shit. I'm done feeling angry and resentful. I'm done yelling. I'm done feeling exhausted. I'm done feeling like shit in my body. I am done feeling disrespected. I need to figure out another way to live, work, play, and parent. So you stand up in the stream because it's only up to your knees and you can do this. And you literally turn your body in the other direction, like coming towards the stream. Okay. The representation of this is towards your resistance, towards your fears, towards what you've been avoiding. And you can feel it on your legs, the power of the current. And then, if you're like me, you will figure out, and this is what I can teach you, how to reverse engineer how you want to feel, right? What's the vision you want for your life? You start taking action towards it. So you start walking towards the current, like you're going against the current, okay? And I'm getting to the point because there are actual three ways that women have been taught to repel money. I'm getting to that. So you're the person, you stand up, you start walking against the current, okay? Now just imagine for a moment, okay, that this water, although the current is natural, everybody stands up and they start walking the other direction in the direction so powerful that it actually changes the current, okay? Maybe this isn't going to happen in a stream because that's unrealistic because nature is a powerful force. But my point is that the current does not become as powerful when you have a community of people who stand up and say, not this, not this, not this. We have seen this with every cultural shift. It is of the masses when people say, we don't do that anymore. We don't call people that. We don't treat people that way. This is not okay, right? We need to stand up, use our voice through our actions and our behavior to advocate for the direction of the current that we desire to go. Now, here's the thing. We are so fucking fatigued as a collective. We don't have the energy to stand up and to move in the other direction. So let's get into the three ways that women have actually been taught to repel money and how this is actually contributing to burnout. So instead of me saying three ways to manifest all the money in the world, let's be radically honest with our behaviors and our thoughts and our belief systems and how we as an individual are contributing to the current, the cultural current that we no longer want to be a part of. Because I think the number one thing is, and I have told people this over and over again, I can lead you to the water, but I cannot make you stand up and move in the other direction of the current. And you cannot make anyone change their behavior if they are unwilling to change. So the only thing I can do as a woman, a modern woman, raising children, working, doing the things, going after my dreams and desires, taking care of myself, is become the change I desire to be or that I desire to see. That is it. That's all I can do. I can tell people what they should do. I can create systems, strategies, programs, PDFs, free fucking shit all day long. But until a woman is ready to stand up in the current, face the opposite direction, and look at her fears, resistance, and avoidance, nothing will change. And so I actually truly believe that when we are going with the flow, and what I mean by that is going with the energetic flow of the cultural expectations of who you need to be and how you need to feel and how you need to live, work, play, and parent, you are actually contributing to everyone else's fatigue. You are contributing, you are literally voting for the collective oppression of women. Okay? That is my belief. So when I see somebody who is struggling and she's like, I need change, I need change, I need change, and someone puts their hand out and says, here, start here. And it might be a book, it might be a podcast, it might be something. And she refuses to grab on because she's so afraid. When we let our fear get to us, we are contributing to the massive problem. So I don't believe women actually need to work more to make more money. I don't believe meditation or creating a vision board is going to make you more money. And I don't believe being the peacekeeper and people pleaser is helping anyone or keeping any peace. I believe it is contributing to the problem. So number one, the three ways that women have been taught but can be unlearned to repel money and how this is contributing to burnout is undervaluing your skills and your knowledge and undervaluing your worth. So I understand that that is a huge undertaking. Trust me, I get it. Understanding your value as a human being. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how uneducated you are. The value you bring to this earth just by being a human that has the privilege to live at this time is valuable. If you have ever sat next to somebody struggling and just having another human there who's holding space for you, doesn't have the answers for you, they're just holding space, is magic. You have value beyond what you believe is possible for yourself just because you exist. But in your mind, you may think you are unvaluable. You think you're not worthy. You know, they call it imposter syndrome, which I don't believe in. Self-doubt, all the things. That is just in your mind. That is not reality. So when we have been taught to not value ourselves, as women, most of us have been taught that our identity and our worth is valued based on how much we are nurturing other people. So the second we decide to nurture ourselves, we're like, oh, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad. We need to unlearn that. Because as you can see, if we look outside and look at how, you know, our mothers, our grandmothers, our great grandmothers, how most of them led their lives beyond their work, okay? How they've led their lives, it usually comes from a place of lack because that's what they were taught. But we need to stand up in the current and be the change we want to see. Step two. Number two, fear of being seen. Fear of being seen. So I think number one, underestimating our worth and our value is, rooted in fear as well, because it's like fear of the unknown. It takes courage to be ourselves. But number two, fear of being seen. I see this a lot with women in business in particular, because you have to physically put yourself out there to be seen, like found out, like marketing. But it's not always women in business. That's just like, business is very telling of our insecurities and our growth opportunities, just like parenting is. And, but so is work, right? Like fear of self-promotion and being seen is like fear of asking for the promotion, like legit promotion if you are at work, like fear of putting yourself out there. And I'm not saying that you're not going to get resistance, you're not going to get rejected. But again, if you're not willing to be rejected, then you will play safe and you will legit put yourself into a corner and repel money just because you are afraid to put yourself out there. So you have to think about it. A lot of people, especially some of the women that I talk to, you know, I'm like, okay, it's time to pitch yourself. Like, let's get you out there. Let's, you know, pitch you to podcasts or collaborations. And a lot of times what I'm receiving back is, how do I do that? And it's like, they're like, I need a script. I need this. I need that. And I'm like, okay, but you already have the script. So now what do you need? And you have to become aware that you are the actual bottleneck here. That the second you have what you need, you're like, okay, I have the tools, I have the strategy, I have the roadmap, I literally have the step-by-step. Why am I not doing it? This is no longer a strategy issue. This is becoming an emotional issue. And we've been taught to not be seen, right? We've been taught to not lead. And this is repelling money from you. So you're going to say to me, well, Heather, how do I get over my fear of being seen? How do I get over my fear of being rejected? And the truth is, you don't get over anything. You have to co-create with it. You literally just have to start somewhere. Like, you could go on ChatGPT and say, write me a pitch for a podcast. And, you know, you might have to ask some more prompts, but you're going to get like a first shitty draft, and then you can use your own brain to create it, like to spice it up a little bit. And then you copy and paste that and you send it to somebody, or you just DM people on Instagram and say, I would like to be on your podcast. This is how I think I can contribute. And you have to literally put yourself out there to collaborate with other humans. Or if you are in a different type of business, like reaching out to other businesses that you want to collaborate with and do workshops with and do the things, you have to fucking promote yourself. If you see an opportunity, you have to ask for it. You're going to get rejected. That is a given. That is 100% guaranteed. But you just got to keep showing up. And that is the second way that women have been taught to repel money, is don't be seen, numb yourself, don't use your voice, and just keep nurturing other people. So the second we decide that we're wanting to follow our desire to become more, this is why it's so emotionally uncomfortable, because we are facing a lot of wounds that need to be healed in order for us to succeed on our terms. The third way women have been taught to repel money is, this one is the lack of self-promotion. So I would say it is not taking action. And this is very much contributed to our addiction to busyness. Ironically, when I am talking to people, and I've been doing this for so long, and trust me, I still have my own stories around this, but I think the self-awareness around, oh my God, that I just use that excuse, or that story is coming up. Huh, I wonder how I'm sabotaging myself. Fear is always, 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 always present. You will never get over fear. It is designed to keep you safe, right? Like, our brain is designed to keep us alive. So fear will always be present to keep us alive, to make sure that we're not doing things to harm ourselves. And that is, you have to consider that when you are getting outside your comfort zone, when you are about to change the current in your life or in society or in your family. So the second you say, I'm done with my own bullshit, you will be emotionally uncomfortable. But the lack of self-promotion. So there's something I teach called the belief cycle. And I show people how there is a belief of, I don't have enough time. Let's take that as an example. And then the stories they tell themselves about not having enough time, the emotional feeling that they have around that, and then the action or the inaction that they take. And I tell people, if you want to change your reality, you have to change your actions. Like, you have to take different action. And it could be 10 minutes at a time. I'm a huge fan of a 10-minute habit, because you have to change the current incredibly slow. So the lack of self-promotion. So then somebody's getting over the fear, or they're moving through the fear. They're like, okay, I'm going to do the thing. I have the script. I have this, I have that. And I'm like, okay, now go do the thing. And then they don't do the thing. And I was like, why didn't you take the action? Oh, I didn't have the capacity. Oh, my child needed me. The sun didn't come out today. And I'm like, okay, but you could have taken 10 minutes of action rather than 0 minutes of action, right? You didn't have to complete this task and have this all or nothing attitude. You have to lean in. So the lack of self-promotion, meaning the lack of action is one of the three ways that women have been taught to repel money. So when I kind of alluded to this a little bit, but I think personal development has also like swung to the other side of the pendulum, where people are using personal development now as an excuse not to take action, because personal development is all about abundance and awareness, and I'm for it, aliveness, energy. I have more energized than I've ever been in my entire life, but I still get fatigued. I still get overwhelmed, but I now look at those emotions as symptoms instead of a way of being, right? So I'm like, huh, why is this coming up? Okay. All right, fatigue. All right, overwhelm. You're coming along for the ride today, but you're not going to run the show. And I don't think enough action is being taken in order to create the momentum that we actually want in our lives. Because when you start taking action, you are going to inevitably come up against resistance. And I don't believe this is all humans in general, but specifically women, take enough action in the direction that they want, because resistance often shows up as a sign in a form of guilt. And so they're like, I feel guilty, therefore I won't do it. Or I've disrupted my partner's emotional state, therefore I won't do it. I've inconvenienced my children, therefore I won't do it. Like, we don't want to ruffle feathers. We want to be the peacekeeper. The other one I hear is my team doesn't like the change. And we have to understand that we're so incredibly powerful that when we decide to take different action, we will make other people uncomfortable, because we are literally the ecosystem. We are like the center of the culture creators. Like, we create the essence in the home. We create that everywhere we go. And so that is the power a woman has. And we need to take that very seriously. So I'm going to go over the three ways again. Number one, so you can write this down or just think about it: underestimating your worth and your value, and beyond your skills, beyond your knowledge, like just your worth as a human, like own it. Step up and into it. Number two is the fear of being seen, like, and truly being seen as you are, like all your quirks, all your weirdness. That's why I love podcasting, to be honest, because I just say what I'm going to say, and the people who want to hear it will hear it, and the people that don't like it won't. And I fuck up all the time. I like a good F-bomb, and I say weird analogies, and then they don't make sense. And I'm like, I'm not here for perfection. I'm here for self-awareness and progress, and for people who want to be in a community where you feel respected and you can be vulnerable and you can be seen and heard. Because as a child, I did not feel like I had that. So I created it. as most do, right? But being seen as yourself goes beyond like sending the pitch. It's really about like, who am I? And what parts of myself am I not seeing? What parts of myself am I hiding? Like, do I want to have pink hair? Do I want a nose ring? Do I not want a nose ring? Do I want to be like outspoken? Do like, what parts of yourself are you not seeing because you are dimming that part to please other people or to perform in a role? And it doesn't mean like you have to go out and dye your hair pink tomorrow because you're like, well, Heather, I can't do that with my job or whatever. But maybe you're wearing a pink wig on the weekends. I don't know. But like, what parts of yourself are you not? And then the lack of action. Like, that's number three, is the lack of action. Because, you know, how dare you? How dare you put yourself on the calendar? How dare you go after your goals? How dare you feel alive and energized? So today's just all about reflection, the three ways that women have been taught. So think about how you have been taught to repel money, because these three things that I talked about today are required in order to attract more profit in your life. And again, this does not even need to be business. You could be corporate. You could be a domestic engineer, AKA stay-at-home mom. Like, you are a domestic engineer. And it might just be looking at your money. Like, so many women are like, oh, I don't even deal with that. And I was like, what if you outsourced your health? What if you outsourced your fucking hormones? What if you outsourced your sleep? Like, take charge of this fucking bucket of your life. So repelling money, underestimating your worth. Hey, I deserve to know what the fuck is going on with my financial situation. Fear of being seen. Hey, I want to learn about financial literacy. Open our fucking bank accounts. Like, let's look at this shit together. No, you don't need to know that stuff. Yes, I do. It is a literal basic part of life. And I'm not going to walk through life not knowing about this. I don't need to become like an expert in it, but educate me, right? So just ask these uncomfortable questions. And then the lack of action, like, you have to have these emotionally uncomfortable conversations. So whether you are an income earner or not, just ask fucking questions. So there's my rant for today. And I'm telling you, if you do the opposite, so take massive action, face your fears of being seen, put yourself out there, and literally say to yourself, I'm valuable. I'm fucking valuable. And you will see how you start to attract more money. But please understand, it's going to be emotionally uncomfortable. So we can attract more profit in our lives, time, money, and energy. We just got to go against the current. And thank you. Thanks for listening to me. So I would love to know, what was your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Please feel free to take a screenshot, share it. I keep these podcasts free just to be a value of service to you. And please share it with a friend. Post it on Instagram. Tag me at Heather Chauvin. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And if you want to join our community and learn more about attracting profit, especially if you own a business, head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/mastery. We'll chat soon.